optics.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and as usual, we're having some fog and clouds and showers. That's the summer for 2009, but the fall's coming, folks. Look at it that way. The fall is coming, and it is going to be beautiful. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Things are beginning to happen in the garden, and if we can help you with some of the activities, whether it's insects or disease or a lot of the positive things, you give us a call, 800-259-9231. We'll work together, and we'll end up with a great yard. There are some unusual plants in bloom right now. Maybe you've seen them. Maybe you're looking for something that will give you some color at this time of the year. But one of my favorites is called a smoke bush, and it's beautiful. You can buy a green leaf smoke bush or one that will have a purple leaf, purple foliage. And it produces a flower that is, well, close to being smoke as possible. Very tiny, tiny flowers. The stems of the flowers, the branching of the flowers, actually is what you are looking up. But when you look at it from a distance, it looks like there's a brown-colored smoke on the plant. And the purple smoke bush is purple. And the size of the flower is similar to a hydrangea flower, except tiny, tiny, tiny. Very intricate with a lot of branches that are the size of a thread that gives it the appearance of being smoke, almost like a cobweb or a spider's web in a ball-type shape on the tips of the branches. And when you get some morning dew, if where you live right now you have some fog and a lot of moisture in the air, when you have a smoke bush, it really becomes noticeable because it catches that moisture from the fog and from the early morning dew. And it really is a pretty, pretty plant. Now, a smoke bush is a plant that you can put in full sun, or it will do very well in a half a day of shade, and sometimes even a little bit more than a half a day of shade. It's a shrub. It's not a tree. It's a plant that you can, by pruning it, you can keep it, 6 to 10 feet tall. And if left alone, will get up like the size of a flowering crab, even a little bit bigger, in that 25-foot range. But it's very unique, and it's something that blooms during the middle part of July running into the month of August. And again, it's something a little bit different. And if you're trying to plan your landscape so that you have something in bloom on your property at different times of the year, then think about the smoke bush. It's a beautiful plant. Rosa Sharon is another one that's in bloom right now. And Rosa Sharon is running a little bit behind schedule due to the heat and the amount of sunshine that we haven't received. And Rosa Sharon is an upright growing plant that can be used for privacy hedges. If you want to block off a neighbor and you need a little bit of height, you know, one of the better plants for privacy hedges is forsythia. But forsythia will get up in 6 to 8, maybe even 10 foot. But if you want something that's going to be taller and narrower, if you're limited on the amount of space and you want to get some privacy during the summer, Rosa Sharon's a great plant. Very, very fast growing. Will grow a foot or more every single year. And you can let it get up as high as 15 to 20 feet. If it's a backyard situation and you're spending your days in the backyard during the summer, it's a great plant. It's a lot faster growing than something like a Canadian hemlock or a spruce or a fir. That will give you privacy year round. But if you're not there during the winter, you only need the privacy during the summertime. This is a great plant. And it's going to be blooming at a time of the year where you're spending a lot of time in the yard. So Rosa Sharon, the flower looks like a hibiscus. Some varieties are doubles that look just like a ball. The flower is about maybe 3 inches in diameter, some a little bit smaller, some a little bit larger. And the overall color is endless. Now, another plant that's blooming at this time of the year is the butterfly bush. And butterfly bush is a plant that maybe it's your first time with it. You need to do some pruning. Butterfly bush is a plant that will bloom nonstop starting in mid to late June, right up until frost. Now, butterfly bush will make a spike-type flower, similar to a lilac, but thinner. And the first bloom that it makes could be as long as, 8, 9, 10 inches, depending on how long you've had the plant. And when that flower goes by, if you can spend a few minutes, go out there with your pruners or some scissors and cut the flowers that have gone by, where you made that cut, 2 branches will develop with 2 flowers on it. The flowers will be a little bit smaller, probably 25-30% smaller, but you'll have 2 of them. And when those go by, if you can prune those 2 and remove them from the plant, 4 smaller ones will develop. And butterfly bush comes in a varying assortment of colors, whites and pinks and purples and blues and lavenders. So don't say, well, the month of August is nice, but there's nothing in bloom. Those are just a few of the many, many plants that are in color right now. Potentilla, which is a yellow buttercup plant. And this is a plant that if you live, let's say, on Cape Cod, or you live someplace near the water, or even near a lake where you get a lot of wind and you get a lot of weather, the potentilla will tolerate that type of growing condition. There are some other colors. There are white, and there's kind of a reddish pink, but the yellows are the stronger bloomers, and they seem to be a little bit hardier. So that's another plant that will bloom at this time of the year. Also, the spirea family. And the spirea family will range from pink to white to lavender. And a few combinations in between. A flat flower, which would be a cluster of a lot of different small flowers. And the first flower that it develops will be in the neighborhood of about 3 inches in diameter. Sometimes a little bit bigger, sometimes a little bit smaller. And when they finish blooming, like a butterfly bush. If you can take your pruners and go outside and remove all of the dead flowers, your spirea will rebloom and will rebloom again. So the more you deadhead, the more you remove the faded flowers, the more color you will have from that plant. So if we can help you plan color on your property, give us a call, 800-259-9231. Potent tiller, spirea, butterfly bush, Rosa Sharon, smoke bush. There's just five plants that are fairly new right now, coming into color, coming in and out of color. You've got your hydrangea. And if you live in a climate where the weather is colder and you haven't been able to grow the blue hydrangea, right now the two varieties of white hydrangeas are either in bloom or getting ready. Now, the white hydrangea is very easy to grow, and the one that I love is called Annabelle. And Annabelle looks like the blue, gets bigger, a little bit bigger in size, maybe in the neighborhood of 4 feet, maybe a little bit taller than that. The flowers on the white Annabelle can be as large as a foot in diameter. White, lacy-looking flowers, and pure white. Absolutely gorgeous. And coming in bud for the fall is the PG hydrangea and many varieties of that one. That one's cone-shaped, and that one starts to bloom in mid-August until we get a frost. So, if you're looking for color, call us, 800-259-9231.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you. The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control, available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website www.radiusgardentools.com for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertilome. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertilome Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
What's the weather like in Minnesota this morning?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell yet. The sun hasn't come up yet, so it's hard to tell what it's going to be like, but it's kind of foggy coming in. So,
yeah, we're the same thing here in Maine. It's foggy and damp and humid and the summer that we all want to forget.
Well, we haven't had it quite as bad as you out there, but it hasn't been a typical summer, that's for sure.
No, it really hasn't. But that's okay. We'll live with it, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that the fall is beautiful and long and the winter's short.
I'm with you on that one.
Who do we have up first this morning, Jared?
Okay, first up we have Joe on the line, who's got a couple gardening questions for you.
Okay, Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, and yourself?
Good, thanks. All right, most of my plants, my vegetables are in pots. And
yes.
On watering them, like say I have a Sweet 100 in a 5-gallon bucket. And
yes.
I give it about a half a gallon of water daily. Is that sufficient?
I would think so. I mean, it's not like we're getting day after day of hot, blaring sun.
Oh, no, I landscape, and we've worked 4 or 5 day weeks since April.
Yeah. Yeah, Yeah, if you were to give him some water, you know, a half a gallon or so a day, that would be fine. Because being that it's in a pot, when we do get sun, the sun would hit the side of the container and would dry it out a little bit faster. So,
yeah.
And you've got plenty of drainage holes in the bottom of the pot.
Right.
So,
right.
So you should
be
okay.
I got a Sweet 100 I'm looking at right now at the kitchen window. That's probably about 8 feet tall.
Wonderful.
You know,
congratulations.
And I've been hearing a lot of horror stories about tomatoes. Like I said, I live off Cape in Wareham. And mm-hmm. I heard a lot of horror stories about people with tomatoes just going to rot now. Leaves yep. that are yellow and brown and fallen. And mine are nice and green.
Congratulations.
All right. I have one more question about ash. Now,
yes,
I've been
sir.
Using wood ash for decades. And I was wondering, what about the ash from your briquettes?
I did some research a couple of years ago on the different types of ash. And what they were saying from the University of Mass and from Penn State is that the wood ash from your fire, from your fire pits, from your fireplace, right. from pellet stoves, and they were also talking about people that use a combination of wood pellets and corn, that wood ash was absolutely wonderful. And they said that a 5-gallon bucket was equivalent to a 50-pound bag of the old-fashioned powdered lime, and you could treat up to 1,000 square feet of garden or lawn, and it would change the acidity of the soil in a 7 to 10 day period, depending on rainfall.
Yeah,
so that was very good.
I'm aware of that, but I was wondering more along the lines of your charcoal briquettes, the ash from that.
Yeah. The ash from the charcoal briquette, they said, will not do that. The other thing that they said with the charcoal briquette is that if it was put without sprinkling it fine,
yeah.
it would bind together almost like clay,
right?
And would create problems with drainage. It would create problems with root penetration. And if there was a lot of it added, it would actually hurt the worms in your soil. And then there was another article that talked about using the ash from a coal stove. And the coal, when it cools off, is almost like rock. And they said that if you mixed a lot of that in the soil and you were trying to grow root crops like beets and carrots, radishes, onions, that the cinders themselves have a lot of points on them, and it would actually end up piercing into the underground vegetables. So wood ash, terrific. Coal, no. And your regular charcoal briquettes, no. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. If you're a regular listener, you know I've been talking about Organica products for years. I love their approach to gardening. Organica products improve the soil vitality. This summer, garden from the ground up and give your plants the Organica advantage. Utilize Organica Flower Booster to liven up your annuals and perennials. Is your lawn looking a little washed out from all the rain? Utilize Organica Biomatrix to simultaneously wake up your plants and your soil. Remember, if you want to go organic, you need to feed the soil. Organica.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. We've had a tough summer, and I know some of you have got some problems, and if you give us a call, we'll work together, and we'll try and solve those for you, or at least help you so that it doesn't happen again in the future. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up on the line we have Debbie. Debbie's calling about milkweed.
Debbie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I had two or three areas with milkweed, and I dug most of it out, but this one spot around the periphery, still new young sprouts are coming out, and I wondered what was you thought was the best thing to kill it systemically?
I'll tell you, milkweed is a very strong and weed. It just keeps coming back over and over again. I have a clump of it right in, like, the front of the house in one of my gardens, and I do thin it. I do keep some of it. There's probably 8 or 9 plants that are there right now, and I do leave it there for the monarch butterfly. But All I do is pull. It's not the type of weed that if you put a weed killer, it's going to work. It's a weed that if you just grab a hold of it, it comes out of the ground very, very easy, and it does weaken it. So I think rather than spend the money on a weed killer, if you just got into the routine that every time you walk in that particular area, if you just pulled them out of the ground, that in time it would just fall apart. The plant would end up burning all of the energy that it has to make new foliage to replace what you've pulled out. But something like Roundup, which is a good non-invasive type weed killer. See, Roundup doesn't move. When you put it in the ground, it stays there. And within a two-week period, you can rototill that soil, and you can actually plant in that ground because it breaks up with the rays of the sun and with the microbes in the ground. So that's one of the safest. As long as you don't use it near water, there's no problem. But something like milkweed, there's no real strong roots to it. If you just lift on the plant, it'll come right out. And it's a very easy one to control compared to like poison ivy. You pull it, you're going to end up with all kinds of rashes. But milkweed, you can mow it, and eventually it will just fall apart. And again, if you like butterflies, the monarch butterfly, mine, I haven't seen any signs of that caterpillar yet. So it's probably just a matter of time. But I have 6, 7, 8 stems that I keep. The neighbors keep telling me, why do you have milkweed in your garden? It's a weed. And I just tell them I keep it there for the monarch butterfly. But just yank it, it'll come right out. Thank you, Debbie. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Ted on the line. Ted's got a problem with some borers.
Okay. Ted, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul and Jared. I've had a question. For a couple of years I've been getting my fruit trees, the dwarf from a local department store, and they're cheap enough and good enough, but they had a lot of problems with borers on the plum trees. And this past month or two ago, after planting them, you know, I noticed a lot of that discharge, that gummy exudate, they call it, from the borer activity inside. And
right.
I went and used tree and shrub, and actually, I hate to say it, one of them I had to use it 3 times. I said only use once, though. I haven't noticed the directions before the stuff stopped, the exudate, the discharge on the trunk, and then it started. When that stops, just two questions. When that discharge stops, anytime I use this stuff, I have to use it, and it stops, and then it starts, you know, hardening up on the outside of the trunk. Is that good evidence right there that the borer is dead?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, what the thing that you want to do, Ted, is for young fruit trees, you can use that tree and shrub. Tree and shrub has a life in the plant for 12 months. And when your trees are young, they seem to get that borer a lot easier. And plums tend to get more borers than any of those other types of fruit trees, like apples and peaches and cherries. But peaches do get it. Apples do not. Pears really seldom get it. Cherries will get some borers once in a while. So what you want to say to yourself is, I'm not going to get any fruit out of this tree for 3 to 5 years. You want to get this plant established in your yard. So what you want to do is this. At the very first sign of that oozing, that sap oozing out of the plant, you can do a couple of things. If you can get a thin wire and right in that hole, try and see if you can push the wire into the hole in the direction that the borer is at. And when it first happens, the borer is not too far inside the plant. And just by pushing that wire in and out of that hole and trying to find if it goes down, if it goes up, or to the right or the left, kind of play around with that wire. Sometimes you can actually stab him with the wire and kill the borer while he's still inside the plant. But use the tree and shrub. But you have to say to yourself, if by chance this tree produces any fruit, pick it and dispose of it. Because the fruit will contain the product in tree and shrub. And if you eat it or an animal eats it, they'll get a problem with the tree and shrub because it's not something that we should eat. If once the tree is well established, once the tree begins to age, the tissue becomes harder, more difficult for the borers to penetrate and to chew, and then you can control it a lot easier. So when it's young, use the tree and shrub, but you've got to remove the fruit, okay? If you do that, there's no problem. But if you've got a mature plant that has borer and you use tree and shrub, the fruit will contain the product, and that's not a good thing. So early on, no problem. Then you have to go to a spraying program, excuse me, that you would start in the spring before they flower, after they flower, and during the season with a fruit tree spray. Bonide has a great product, and you can apply it. They also have an organic product that you can use. So Bonide has a chemical, fruit and tree. They have an organic, and then you have a company called Organic Labs. They have a totally organic product that you can use on your fruit trees every couple of weeks during the growing season that will work. But these products, early on, when you've got borers on young trees, are not as effective. But just make sure that you remove the fruit, okay? Thank you, Ted. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Anna on the line calling about crabgrass.
Anna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
I have an explosion of crabgrass.
Yep.
Front and back lawn, and I started to just dig it out, weed it by hand, but it's so overwhelming.
Oh, yeah. The thing that you want to do, Anna, go down to your local garden center.
Mm-hmm.
Bayer has a liquid that you can spray on it, and it works beautiful. Most of the companies that make crabgrass products, they make it as a pre-emergence to kill the seed in the ground before it has a chance to germinate. And that's something that needs to be put down in the spring when the forsythia is in bloom. Now, because of all the rain that we've had, those products were not as effective. They're not designed to tolerate 10, 15, 20 inches of rainfall because the rain just flushed it out of the soil. But Bayer has a liquid. It's a broadleaf and crabgrass killer. And it's one that you just screw the bottle onto your garden hose. You spray it directly on your crabgrass. And you need two applications about 10 days apart, 14 days apart. And you will see after the first application, the crabgrass is going to turn yellow. Hit it with the second application, and it does make a big difference. Now, don't wait too long, because the crabgrass right now is growing. I was noticing this morning, coming out of the house, that there is crabgrass on my front lawn, and more than I've ever had. And that's one of my jobs for today. You need to do it quick, because right now the crabgrass is not that strong. It's not that large. I mean, it's getting big. But another 3 weeks from now, it's going to be too late. 3 weeks from now, the crabgrass is actually going to be making seed heads. And once the seed heads begin to form, the sprays are not strong enough. And the damage is done because it has the seeds on the plant. So a day like today, no rain in the forecast, supposedly, I would get out there and get the liquid. Go to your local garden center. Again, Bayer has a broadleaf weed and crabgrass killer, and it works wonderful. Thank you, Anna. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Gladys on the line, who's got a question about mold and mildew.
Gladys, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul. And I want to thank you so much for Wet and Forget. Last fall, I put it on the side of my house here on the island, and I came back in the spring. The side that I applied was clear. The side that I did not do, I regret, because I have to do it now. Thank you so much. But my question is about mold and mildew. You also gave a suggestion for a product that you could put in your basement, and it would control the mold and the mildew. I didn't
yep.
write it down.
Okay. Many, many years ago, my wife, we had bought a new house. We moved in, and a week after we moved in, we had a downpour. And the property, unbeknownst to us, was pitched towards the house, and we ended up with about an inch of water in our basement that came in through the basement windows. So we had to change the grade, and we didn't have a problem. But we ended up with a mold growing in the basement. And my wife was really, really allergic. Was sneezing, itchy eyes, watery eyes. I mean, it was just unbelievable. Went to an allergist and was getting shots every week for 52 weeks of the year. And I felt bad for having to go to the doctor and get the shot. So one day I went with her and we talked about what we could do to stop it. And we use a product called CapCan. C-A-P-T-A-N. We're coming on a break. When we come back, I'll tell you how to apply it. But it's CapCan. C-A-P-T-A-N. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic. It's biodegradable and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram. Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here and they're beautiful and priced right at $159 delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at palmettorainbarrels.com or call 704-808-1113. Are you trying to garden organically this year? Well, here's a real treat for you. Orcon Corporation at organiccontrol.com has help directly from Mother Nature for you. No sprays or dust to apply to the problem. Fight back with predatory insects. Mother Nature's natural control method. Not just ladybugs and praying mantis, but insects that control scale, aphids, whitefly, caterpillars, mealybug, beetles, and even fleas in the backyard. Orcon Corporation at organiccontrol.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
Good morning. We were talking with Gladys about a musty smelling basement. And as I said earlier, my wife had wicked allergies from it and was getting shots and all kinds of things. Talking with her doctor, this is what he recommended. And I've never seen any directions for this anyplace else, but I tell you personally, it works absolutely wonderful. The name of the product is called Captan, C-A-P-T-A-N. It's a powder, and it's the largest-selling fungicide on the market today. And he told me that if you bought good-quality patio furniture, that it's in the plastic of the patio furniture. It's in the bumpers of your car. That's how good it is, because it prevents the plastic from getting mold and mildew. Okay. 5 teaspoons of Captan to a gallon of water. And what you do is you put it in a pump can, not in a bottle sprayer attached to your hose, a pump can that you pump and you build pressure. And what we did is we sprayed the walls in the basement, all 4 walls, all the way around. We sprayed a little heavier where the water meter was, where the washer and the dryer, because there's more moisture there. And then we worked our way out of the basement and we sprayed the floor. Now, we also set up 2 fans. 1 fan blowing from one end of the basement to the other, and then the second fan doing the opposite, and that circulated the air. We opened the windows in the basement. We opened the bulkhead in the basement to let the fresh air in, and we allowed the fan to run for a couple of hours until we went in the basement and we saw that it was totally, totally dry. So choose a day where you can leave the bulkhead open, and it works wonderful. We do it spring and fall, once in the spring to get the season started. We do it again around September, October, just so that there's no problems. But the one in the spring works wonderful, especially right now when you get a lot of humidity and the air is heavy. Your basement tends to get that musty smell. It works absolutely fabulous. And the wet and forget, Gladys, can be applied any time of the year, not during the winter, but from April until almost November. And I found that with the wet and forget, if you can put it on, it will last a whole season. And with all the rain that we've had and all the moisture with the humidity and the dampness, if you walk around your house, you're going to see your fences, your driveways, if it's asphalt or concrete, your wooden decks, vinyl siding, aluminum siding, there's green every place. Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget. Now, what you can do, and I have a bottle, and I've shared it with three of my neighbors. So you can buy the large bottle, get two or three neighbors together, and you can put it on patio furniture, on fencing, on the side of your house, on walkways so that they don't get slippery. But if you look, especially on the north side of your house, there's that green mold every place. Put it on right now, and within 2 weeks, the mold is gone, and it will last up to 1 year. It works absolutely wonderful. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Charlie on the line, who's got a problem with some knotweed.
Charlie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Pleasure morning. To talk with you.
My pleasure.
I've got a question on knotweed. I've been trying to kill this stuff, and it's just relentless. I live a block from the beach, and my backyard has got a lot of stone in there. And I want to try to establish a lawn. First, I need to know, like, how much soil to put down for the lawn, and how do I stop this knotweed?
Okay. If you want to grow a good lawn, you're going to have at least 3 inches. Now, if you live close to the beach and it's all pure sand, what I would do is see if the person that's got good loam can get you a little bit of clay. And if you could put down an inch or two of clay over that area first, that will help to hold the moisture down. Then put 3 inches of topsoil, and you'll have a pretty good-looking lawn. But the clay would give you a good base, especially with the amount of sand that you have. Knotweed, Japanese bamboo, the best time to kill it is when you see the flowers, and that's coming up shortly with Roundup. Two applications, 1 week apart, and you'll kill a good percentage.